I'm Derek Bullard. Welcome to Reaching Out to the Community. At the most recent city council meeting held on Tuesday, July 2nd, focus turned to the renovation project of the Rock Forest Recreational Center roof. Sherbrooke City Director of Buildings, Mr. Louis Nadeau, was at the meeting to present the situation. He explains that the project, which began in 2022, was funded with a $5 million grant from the Jeudes Québec. This funding was divided into two parts, the first for replacing the refrigeration system and the second for the roof replacement. However, as Mr. Nadeau explains, as they began phase two, several issues were discovered, and these issues were concerning.
Dès le démarrage de la phase 2, donc les professionnels ont été mandatés pour faire les expertises et plusieurs phénomènes particuliers, plusieurs situations ont été découvertes.
Mr. Louis Nadeau divided the Rock Forest Recreational Center into four zones for the sake of clarity. Zone 1, the tennis courts 4 and 5. Zone 2, the tennis courts 1, 2 and 3. And Zone 3, the arena. And finally, Zone 4, the gymnasium sector. In Zone 1, the experts found exterior metal cladding damaged, discolored, and dented in many places. They also reported that the air sealing was ineffective and the thermal performance of the system was very low.
D'infiltration d'eau principalement localisée donc sur la faîtière du toit. Donc, c'est la partie supérieure, la partie la plus haute. Les réparations faites récemment sont sans succès, malheureusement. Les performances techniques du système sont également très faibles. La membrane par vapeur exposée est également endommagée.
Zone 2 had similar issues with the metal cladding and air sealing. However, the roof was redone in 2009, but this solution was not sufficient. The area in Zone 3 faced significant problems as well. The inadequate envelope system caused rust on structural elements, and the roof, also redone in 2009, showed similar issues to the other zones.
Ce qui n'est pas le cas dans le bâtiment actuel. Donc, on se retrouve avec des enjeux d'humidité. On va voir des traces de rouille importantes sur l'ensemble des éléments structurels du bâtiment.
In Zone 4, the gymnasium, construction was different, but problems persisted. Infiltrations of water, especially in the electrical room, were highlighted, and the roofing system was inappropriate for the low slope of the structure. The budget for the project, which includes the renovation of the envelope and the interior, was also discussed.
Si on devait faire les travaux, on voudrait éviter de refermer une seconde fois. Donc, on s'est donné le temps de réfléchir à qu'est-ce qu'on voulait comme viabilité, qu'est-ce qu'on voulait comme stratégie de projet.
Three options were proposed to address these issues, all within the allocated budget of $3,516,500, with $2,500,000 coming from the grant. The options focus on prioritizing different zones.
Mais on vous propose de prioriser dans les options 1 et 2, on vous propose de prioriser les zones 1 et les zones 4, donc qui sont les extrémités du bâtiment, qui sont les secteurs les plus endommagés.
City Council member Claude Charron brought up a concern, particularly about the long-term use of Zone 4, which is currently a mix of cultural spaces, meeting rooms, and sport facilities. To which Mr. Nadeau did reply that Zone 4 must remain with a sports-oriented purpose.
Juste une petite question technique. Dans votre recommandation, c'est de confirmer la vocation sportive à long terme de la zone 4 du bâtiment.
Councilmember Annie Godbout expressed the need for a clear plan on where to relocate community organizations currently housed in the Rock Forest Optimist Center.
On souhaite de pouvoir avoir un portrait plus clair de où on pourra relocaliser nos organismes communautaires qui sont au centre optimiste de Rock Forest.
Finally, there was a consensus on the need to address the immediate roofing issues, but also a clear strategy for the future use of the building. I'm Derek Bullard, and this has been Reaching Out to the Community. Keep it tuned right here to CJMQ 88.9 FM.